It's I got out just in time for the sunrise this morning. It was beautiful. People on Google Plus got a bonus photo this morning. And I wasn't listening to anything for the first mile. I was just sort of contemplating my navel. I've got a lot of writing to do. Today is the 16th. And I need to finish this book by the end of the month. So I've got about 2 weeks. I really need to finish it before I go to Mile High so that I can put it out to beta readers while I'm away. Which means I need to get cranking. I need to get back in the groove. I need to get rocking. I spent yesterday watching a set of videos, YouTube videos, how to ADHD. Which are brilliant. I picked up a bunch of new ideas. The individual videos are relatively short, some between 3 and 7 minutes or so. But the amount of information crammed into them is pretty astonishing. And one of the problems that I have sort of unearthed is that my status stuff, my alarm clock stuff, my calendar has become routine, which means I don't do it the way that I need to be doing it. I'm not doing a daily status on my calendar to say what I've done that day. I don't have deadlines where I'm going to have the book done by this day. I don't even have, I have some word count milestones, you know, 1,000 words a day, 5,000 words a day, 10,000 words a day. But I'm doing the ADHD thing, which is squirrel or geese. I saw some geese this morning, very up, very high in the sky. I didn't hear them, but I saw them, a couple strings of them. It's a full moon setting over the mountains. There's a sunrise coming up in the east. It hasn't quite got up above the horizon yet, but it's very, very close. I'm seeing the tops of trees being pick it out in the light. But there's no sunshine along the ground yet. It's that close to sunrise. It's that near. And most of the colors washed out of the sky. I came out well before sunrise this morning. The picture was taken sometime before 7 sunrise. It wasn't until 7:12 here this morning. So I got the color, I got the clouds, I got the quiet. Birds are starting to wake up a little bit. But yeah, as I was saying, yesterday I watched a lot of how to ADHD videos. And one of the things that I need to do, apparently, this isn't the first time I've heard it, is that I need to set aside some time to meditate. Now, I'm not sure exactly what form that's going to take. But this isn't the first time that I heard it. It's not the first time it's been suggested to me. And perhaps what it'll be is this first mile. Perhaps what it will be is I won't turn on music. I won't turn on podcasts. I won't plug my ears with noise, but we'll walk in the moment. And perhaps that'll be enough. I don't know. We'll see. It certainly was this morning. I had a lot to think about this morning. The election gives one much pause. The discourse surrounding it has me looking for the descriptions of the various fallacies. This week we should get our ballots so we can vote, and at least our part of it will be behind us. And then we just hold on and hope. That's as far down that rabbit hole as I want to get on the talk. Which means I may not have an awful lot more to say. But so be it. It's cold, it's lower 40s. It's not cold, it's chilly. I'm wearing a parka and 2 shirts, so the body core is nice and warm. I warm my fingers up before I and my gloves before I started recording, so they're all nice and warm. My ears are a little cool. I do have my fleece hood on the post. But I pushed it back so I could mount the earbuds onto my hat. And then didn't pull it back up again. Yeah, it'll be alright. My ears are cold, but they won't. They won't get frostbite, they won't fall off before I get back. Dogs. I think this guy's got a couple of dogs. It's just a hunch. Those odd feelings you get once in a while. You know, something is probably true. Lots of trees. All of them along this, almost all of them. I see one down there. It's still got some green on it, but almost all the trees along the south side of this street have turned. Some of them have lost a lot of leaves. There's leaves everywhere. There's this cottonwood tree here that is dead from about 12 feet up. And it's a tall tree. This guy's gonna wish he hired somebody to come in and take that down before too awful long, or it's gonna break off and fall on his house. There's a lot of trees with probably winter kill from last year, but the tops have been and are now even more starkly gray and bare and peeling and dead. Chirping sparrows and robins. Won't hear that much once the snow flies, I suspect. This is October. It's not November, it's not December, it's not January. I have my cold weather gear. I need to keep up the walking through the winter. We're coming up at the stage where I need to start paying attention to seasonal affect disorder. To see if, in fact, my depression gets worse as the days get shorter. Now, at the moment, I'm not terribly depressed. I do have moments of abject despair watching the discourse around the election. so often people seem to want to read minds. Oh, he's doing that because of this, or she's doing that because of that, or I read a bumper sticker and I know the driver was thinking, no you don't. No you don't. What's something about liberal elite or well educated? It was one of those, I think, you think, I say, you say. The difference between well-educated and liberal elite, as if there really were. Well, there are people who consider themselves, I'm sure, the liberal elite. I do consider myself only moderately well-educated. I have a PhD. I've read a lot, but I've read mostly fiction. I haven't read Thomas Aquinas. I haven't read the Bible. I've read pieces of it, but man, it's boring. There were a lot of people that, I don't like zombies. A lot of people like zombies. I'm good with that. There's plenty of room for everybody to read whatever they like. I'm not casting aspersions on anyone who does or does not read some particular piece or other. Although, now that I mention it, I've got Economics in One Lesson in PDF format. God, what an ugly format. Jeez. I have to read it at my computer because the PDF reader on my phone doesn't make the pages big enough for me to make out the words. Honestly. But I need to get back in that. Henry Hazlitt. I think it's Henry. Hazlitt. Hazlitt. Economics in One Lesson. The first chapter that I read was about destruction and how we look at it as an economic driver when in fact it's an economic sink. And it's one of those duh things. Here I am, crossing the last street. Seen a few cars out this morning, but nothing like will happen in about an hour. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.